Good afternoon. This is Tina Gaines-Evans with Moonlight Business Moms. This is our summer program, and it's our last week. This is week 10 of the Summer Moonlight Business Moms program, and gosh, what an amazing 10 weeks we've had this summer. It's been interesting since all of us are moms trying to balance a summer schedule, work in our vacations, try to build our businesses, get kids off to college, et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to thank everybody for your commitment for this summer, for these 10 weeks, and doing the best you can. I want to welcome to the call with me today, Teresa. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, Tina.
Hi there. Is anybody else joining the call?
It's Brisha.
Oh, Brisha, you're here. Hello, welcome.
I almost didn't make it. I was just going to Skype with my daughter and call it.
Oh, you know what? That's okay. Teresa and I were just chatting. She's got her children in a movie theater with a babysitter, and I'm actually on vacation in Cape Cod and just I sent my husband and the kids out to the beach just to go be busy for an hour so I could do this call and have it on recording.
Oh, that's great.
This is called Go With The Flow. So, ladies, let's just jump right in. And if we have to end the call today early, that's fine, because I know we've all got stuff going on. But, let's first of all, just begin by taking a deep breath. I know Teresa's sitting out in front of a movie theater. So, let's just take a deep breath. I don't know. Brisha or Teresa, if either of you are familiar with Mercury in retrograde, but what that means is in astrology, the planet of Mercury rules communication. It also rules technology. And whenever it goes into retrograde, which technically I think the scientists described it, the orbit as being a little backwards, I'm not quite sure how it moves backwards, but there's something that's a little off about the orbit when a planet is in retrograde. And this started Friday. I can't remember exactly what time. So if you have experienced any type of communication or technology challenges these last like just right now, I just heard somebody say invalid option on this recording. So but if you've been experiencing any type of communication or technology challenges, know that the cosmic forces right now are a little, kind of tied up in this Mercury retrograde. And this is interesting because, I think all of us have had lots of stuff come up in these last few days that have really, jumped in the way of us, building our businesses. So, just take a deep breath. Oh, we're just going to do the best we can to kind of go with the flow. That's what summer's all about, and that's what we do as moms. So let's just do a quick check-in, ladies, on where you are, because you're moving, both of you actually, are moving pretty fast, with things really happening for you this summer. And the last module, week 10, is really about checking in with where you are, what you have gained by going through this program this summer, what insights, what ahas, what clarity came to you, maybe where an awareness was that might have been around challenges, and where do we go from here? So let me just begin, and I'm just going to start with Teresa, and then we'll move to Brisha. And what I'd like you to do is just kind of check in as you think back over the last 10 weeks, and as you've worked through the modules and really moved ahead with building your business vision and your business, what ahas, what clarity has come to you this summer? So Teresa, let's start with you.
When you're in the moment, you don't realize how far you have come. And I just want to say thank you to Tina, because if I look back to the beginning of the program, so much has changed for me. And I think the biggest thing is that I've decided that I do want to be a coach, that I want to kind of transition my consulting business to include coaching. And so building my business or rebuilding my business around that is huge. And furthermore, deciding on who I want to work with is very different. I've worked with corporate clients my entire career, with the exception of a few small businesses, and just realizing that I want to work with the smaller businesses and in particular the mom. And furthermore, the Christian mom. So it's just really finding that clarity is so important, because I was completely overwhelmed with too many different directions and too many different avenues. And I feel like in the last 10 weeks, I have been able to kind of outline this path that I can take. And it's given me permission to move forward. And the other huge thing for me, besides the clarity, is the confidence. Because, you know, Tina, you know, when I went through this the first time, and even, you know, several times, I keep revisiting that fear, that place of doubt and not thinking that I'm good enough, or not knowing if I'm doing the right thing, or if I'm being authentic. And, you know, maybe I'm just at a high point again, but I just really feel now like I have the confidence to do this, and I don't have to be perfect, and I don't have to be the very best. I just have to do what I'm being called to do and do it to the best of my ability, and that there will be an audience for me. And so I don't know, I thank you for both of those things.
Teresa, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, good. Okay, I lost you there for a minute. I didn't know if it was you or me, because I'm sitting here on my cell phone too. But, you know, I want to thank you for saying what you said, because one of the things that we talked about last week, Dorit was on the call with me, and Teresa, I know you were kind of on hold. I knew you were driving with your kids in the back, so I knew it was kind of hard for you to kind of speak, but I knew you were there. And one of the things that Dorit and I talked about last week was, you know, especially when you're building a business around your creativity and you're building a business around purpose, you know, we really kind of have to go with the flow sometimes, and the clarity, you know, isn't always there in the very beginning. And as we go through process, because this program and building a business and creativity in general, it's all about process. And I think when you're going through a process of creating and building an authentic business, there's a lot of, you know, what I call testing that needs to be done. There, you know, you have thoughts about things, but you're not quite sure if you're headed in the right direction. And sometimes we never know if we just don't try something, you know, throw it out there or kind of batter an idea around. And Teresa, what I've loved about what you've done, you know, working with you in the spring and then again this summer, is I think you had an idea, you know, way back when we started this program back in April, the first, you know, the spring program, you had an idea about where you wanted to go, but there was a lot of things that just really were still fuzzy. And I love the fact that you just went with the process. And, you know, I know there was some questioning along the way, some, you know, wanting to speed ahead and wanting to get answers quickly, but I want to honor you for really just taking a deep breath and going with the flow and going with the process. Because when we're building an authentic business, it really does come from process. And the more that we speed something up, you know, when we get to the end of that, it may not be the most authentic representation of us because we have purposely sped it up. And I know, Brisha, from being an artist, I mean, Brisha, you know this, as you sit down with any your work of art, you kind of really have to get caught up in process, really, and to sit and kind of speed something up because you want to get to the finish line, or you want to finish it or end it, or, you know, bring some type of resolution or conclusion. Sometimes by doing that, we take a step back and think, gosh, that's really not what I wanted, or that wasn't quite what I thought, or, you know, something like that. So, Teresa, thank you. Thank you very much, and I think what I have seen from you this summer, and you had shared a wonderful post in the forum about the response you're getting from your pilot program. So you've really taken a step in putting this pilot program out there. It's being received beautifully. I mean, you've had a lot of newsletters and you know, little literary online magazines that are very interested in what you're doing. And to me, whenever you get a good response like that, it tells me you're on the right path. So thank you, really, for stepping into the process and being patient and taking a deep breath and jumping in. I really appreciate that. Okay. And it reminds me, I'm going to read this real quickly, in this particular module, Martin Luther King Jr., this is why I chose this quote, "Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase." And it takes a lot of guts to take a first step or to put something out there when we really have no idea, no clue of how it's going to be received or how it's going to end up. You know, being an artist, as Breach, I know that you can touch on, being an artist, sometimes we really have to put things out there sometimes without having a clue as to how it might end up or be received, and we just have to take that first step toward faith. So, Teresa, any other comments? And thank you, you know, just for being so bold.
Oh, no, I want to say that it's, thank you for pushing me to stay in the process and to allow it to happen, because that's not in my nature. And I think that this is an example of, for me, one time where I went and sought out assistance from somebody who could teach me something that was truly a weakness of mine. And I fought it a little bit at the front, at the beginning. And I'm so glad that you pulled me through. Because really needed to just sit with it and take my time and not beat myself up over everything. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And accountability is the key. It's really a philosophy of mine. I think when we are traveling a journey, you know, going and building a business or whatever it is we're doing, I mean, as moms, we all know that we can be accountable for everybody else, but who's going to be accountable for us? It's kind of hard, really, when we're giving so much of ourselves to everybody else. It's really nice to have a coach. It's really nice to have a partner alongside who just supports you and keeps you going and sometimes holds your hand and says, come on, you know, we can do this. Let's go. So I thank you for letting me join you on this journey. It's been fun, and I'm looking forward to continuing with you.
Great. Me too.
Yay. So, Breecia, let's have a check-in from you.
Well, gosh. I really enjoyed listening to what you had to say, Teresa, because reflecting back on this summer, a lot of things that I had been slowly putting into place over the last 3 years started to come together and really come into fruition. And it makes me just reflect back and second the idea that, you know, these things take time, and that this is a really different thing, building a business from your authentic self. And Tina, what I want to comment about, you know, just the whole 10-week program, it's fantastic, first of all, because what it is it's really helping a person who joins in go through that self-discovery that they need to go through. And I have a lot of my clients now saying that they want business input now. They're thinking they want to take their passion, now they've been working with them on their passions, and create a business. And I see them sitting across from me, and they want someone to hand them the package that says, here, do this, and you'll have a business. And so what I think I've learned through all of this is that, boy, you know, you're just taking this first step, and if you're going to build a business at all, it really does, coming from your authentic center is definitely the way to go, because how do you get past every, you know, glitch in the giddy-up if you aren't really passionate about what you're doing and you're not, you know, it's not soul work for you. So, my compliments to you, Tina. I really appreciate it, and I'm just delighted to kind of be where I'm at, and some of the things that we did in the 10 weeks, I was kind of reflecting back and saying, oh, you know, I kind of already did this, or I'm kind of past that, or I'm, you know, whatever, but I sat down and read each one and kind of did my exercises, and of course, new things came up, and I'm teaching workshops starting next Thursday called The Creative Spiral, and my whole premise is that everything keeps spiraling around, so I mean, I could see that I could take this 10-week workshop over and over again, and every single time, those same questions would just, you know, bring me to the next step of whatever it was I was doing. So brilliant on your part.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. You know, it's interesting with what you said, Breecia, because, you know, even though I have developed this course, I want to share with both of you something interesting that has happened to me this week. It's only Wednesday, and I feel like the week is already over, but I, and Teresa, you know that I have stepped out of, or actually I shouldn't say completely, but I stepped into the coaching world a couple of years ago, but it wasn't full time. My intention is to step into coaching full time starting January 2011. And one of the things that I have carried with me through 2010, before coaching, I was a public relations and media consultant, you know, having a background in PR and media. And one of the things that I agreed to do in January of this year, there were two of my clients, my PR and media clients, that I really enjoyed working with, and they weren't quite ready to let go of me yet. So I agreed to stay on this year and work with them, you know, just to kind of finish the year out. And I'm slowly, it's like breastfeeding, I'm slowly weaning these two clients from me. And I have matched them up with somebody else I think that, you know, would be a nice match for them. But here's something that happened to me this week, and it was such an awareness for me, and it really ties back into my passion for this particular course, something like Business Moms. On Monday, you know, with these two PR clients, for whatever reason, don't know if it was Mercury in retrograde, but there were a couple of very urgent little projects that came up, and these folks just could not, you know, wait, really. They couldn't wait for me to have my vacation. So I got these urgent emails. I got these urgent voicemails, and I thought, okay, let me respond to these. This is something I can probably knock out in a couple hours. Well, a couple of hours took several hours, which took 2 days, and now it's taking 3 days. So 3 days, I'm supposed to be on a vacation in Cape Cod with my husband and my children, and for 3 days, I have been, you know, pretty much glued to my cell phone, my laptop, everything else, trying to help these two clients on these urgent projects. And one of the things I noticed, and Brisha, you had just mentioned it, talking about, you know, passion, really stepping into doing something you're passionate about. One of the things I realized this week is I 150% am no longer passionate about doing PR and media work. And I felt the pain. I have not slept well in a couple of nights. I can feel the tension in my body. I can feel myself getting frustrated. You know, I'm a little angry at myself for saying yes to these two clients. But I did say yes, so I'm going to kind of wrap it up and see it through. But I guess my point here is I think when you go through a program like this, it not only helps you get clear about what it is you do want to do, but it also helps you get clear about what you don't want to do. And even as I have, this is the second time I've rolled this program out. I did it, of course, in the spring and again this summer. And as I've been working through these questions and responding to all of you in the forum and on these calls, I am also becoming more and more clear about my direction. I can feel my voice. I can feel my energy. I can feel everything about speaking to the two of you today. I am so passionate about this type of work. I'm so passionate about supporting moms on their journeys to live an authentic life, personally and professionally, and I can feel the energy around that. Now, if I shift the energy and think about my two PR clients that have contacted me all week, I'm feeling a very tense body, I'm feeling frustration, and I'm feeling kind of a yuck, I don't want to do this anymore. So I'm sharing this with you because I thought, well, this is interesting that this has happened to me here in the last week of Moonlight Business Moms, that this has come up for even me as a coach with all of you, that it's been another awareness for me, even in my direction. So I share that, you know, with both of you and also with everybody listening to the recording because you do continue to get more and more clear. And with process, you know, with any type of process that you go through and just giving it time and really working through the questions, like you said, Brisha, you know, looking at it, you're thinking, well, I've already done all this. But once you sit down with it again, you're thinking, wow, gosh, I didn't think about that. That didn't come up before. Because I think sometimes process hits us at a different place or a different time. And we think maybe we've moved beyond something, and then something will come up, and we realize, you know, I haven't really moved beyond this. Even for me this week, I thought, gosh, you know, here I'm thinking I've moved on beyond this, and I say yes when I know good and well I should have said no. And it was in another awareness to me, and my husband said to me, gosh, you got another message from the universe again, no, no, no to PR and media work, no. So it was almost like the universe had to slap me one more time on the hand and say, okay, you're done with this. So I share that with both of you. And, you know, as I wrap up this course with you, I'm just so proud, really, of this group and, you know, where you're going and really getting clear, more and more clear every day with where you want to go with your work, you know, the purpose that you're serving in the world, the people you really, really love working with, where your body is not feeling very tense. You know, you're getting more and more clear. So I thank you both, you know, for sharing today. Any comments or questions? All right. Well, let me just touch real quickly on, I wanted to ask, because Bricia, you weren't on the call with us last time, and I just wanted to check in real quickly with Module 9. Mm-hmm. You know, you have pretty much, I think you're really branding yourself. I mean, what do you feel working through Module 9 as you think about your unique business and putting your thumbprint on your work and on mm-hmm. what you're doing in the world? Mm-hmm. I think you're really kind of stepping into that more and more every day. What do you think?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, this morning my daughter was helping me with my logo. I had somewhere along the line, and I'm not sure if you were involved in this conversation, but I decided to print up aprons for my studio because I teach a lot of workshops where people come, you know, dress nicely and we're doing messy things. And so I have a bunch of old ratty-tatty aprons, and I decided, oh, I really want to have Pebble in the Pond art studio aprons. And then I designed a whole little pocket thing that with a little pebble in the pocket, just talking about, you know, being their authentic self and being a pebble in the world, you know, a pebble in the pond. And so I'm in the process of getting these aprons made. And I the reason I'm telling you this is just that, yes, I've just completely, entirely embraced this, you know, just the brand of who I am. And every email I send out, I get remarks back saying, oh, everything – you know, your emails are so beautiful, and I have a whole group of people from this summer who've been taking classes who just signed up for my Creative Spiral workshop and, you know, are basically saying, we just want to do whatever you have to offer. We're here. We want to do it. I've just kind of created a whole new kind of environment in my studio with a succulent garden, or outside my studio with a succulent garden. I'm ordering pens that say Pebble in the Pond Art Studio on them so that I have hundreds of them and that people can walk away with them and I can take them to all my conferences. And I'm just feeling really, really happy that, you know, if you go to my website, it'll say, you know, here is a place where you can come and create and evolve and grow and be supported. And I feel really, really happy about the whole thing, so...
Gosh, I love that. You know, isn't it amazing? I mean, it's so amazing to me that when you really get on your path, how all of these things just magically start appearing, you know, through your intentions, through your intuition.
Yeah.
It's actually quite magical.
Well, what's interesting is, I mean, I've had my studio for maybe 6 or so years, might even be going on 7 years. And I made the name and the logo a long time ago. I have a lot of things with the logo on it. I've had my own stationery. I have stickers. I have, you know, I've had 3 websites, so I've just really evolved that. So talk about spiraling around and spiraling around. But it still makes me excited to do the next thing and to do the next thing. You know, it just makes me so excited because of the way that people have responded. So when people come here and say to me, this is so wonderful. I love being here. I love your workshop. I love the permission you give me to play. I love, you know, whatever it is that they're feeling. Then I see that, oh, it's just not just me in my studio. I'm really fulfilling a need. And the more I can, just make that into something that goes out into the world, the better, you know.
Yeah. You know, I'm getting goosebumps, Bricia, because I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, when we really are stepping toward our authentic business, our authentic vision, our authentic work, you know, these doors, I just think these like cosmic doors, you know, kind of just start opening up and things really start tying together. I mean, even things that might have been present in our business already that maybe we didn't either notice or maybe didn't put an emphasis on for whatever reason,
uh-huh.
all of a sudden become important.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm thinking now, I get emails, people are referring to me as the moonlight specialist, the moonlight goddess. Yeah, somebody sent me a note the other day, I hear that you're the moonlight goddess, I have a question. And I'm getting pictures, like images. People will send me moon images all the time. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm making my mark in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm just so thankful, you know, that I'm doing that. I mean, I love doing this work, and I'm so passionate, you know, about the moon and all the energy that the moon brings. And I even have my husband now noticing the moon phases. He comes in, tells me to just see the moon, you know, the third quarter or, you know, whatever. It's interesting. And I love it. I just love it.
Well, I was just going to comment on that, just about branding. And Teresa, you'll have to remind me after this, you know, about where you're at as far as branding your business and that sort of thing. But my husband has been a real estate broker for about 25 years here in Santa Barbara. And at one particular point in time, he was just feeling real disgruntled with, you know, how business was going. And so he wanted to kind of rebrand himself and tap into his passions. And so he came up with a campaign. He actually was working with a partner, and they came up with a campaign of becoming the ocean view experts. Well, Santa Barbara is here, and probably, you know, a third of all the real estate in Santa Barbara has some kind of an ocean view. And it is one of the things that people just feel passionate about, is being able to see the ocean from your home. And my husband loves the ocean. He was born and raised here. So they, you know, pulled out whatever it was, I don't know, $10,000, and they printed out. They just put out full-page ads and made up cards and had a huge open house, and just essentially within, you know, like a two-week period, they just announced that they were the ocean view experts. And within just days, the branding worked so well. I mean, the agents were coming up to them saying, oh, you know what, I have a client who's looking for something, or, you know, hey, you guys are the ocean view experts, you know, what about this? And it was just amazing. It was absolutely amazing that once they just said, we're the ocean view experts, there was a need for that, you know, because they were coming from something that, you know, resonated with other people's passions. So
I love
that story. It's, you know, it just really is a great illustration, you know, of that whole branding technique, you know.
Yeah, I love it. Teresa, you have any thoughts?
I do. I love it. I had it on mute because my kids are now in the car with me. but to me, that speaks to the power of, you know, stepping into your own expert position and not getting caught up in all those things that hold me back, like the three little initials after your name and the certification. And I mean, you are the expert because you have a knowledge that you want to share with someone, and kudos to them for doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and thanks for saying that, Teresa, because I know you and I, you know, we first started talking, and then like business moms, you know, you had a concern about, well, gosh, I need to be certified in this, and I need to have this degree, and I need to have this degree. And I just want to say, you know, sometimes, you know, what we have already is enough. And so, you know, there are some things where we may want to go and take an extra workshop, or maybe we want to go and have an extra certification. But I think before we start jumping into what we think we might need, I think it's important to stop and look at what we already have. Because I think all of us, each and every one of us, have been walking in our purpose for quite some time. If you go back to the module one, when we were talking about North Node energy, each and every single one of us has been walking in our North Node energy all of our lives. We just had a little bit of inklings of what that was. And I believe that the universe is always communicating through synchronicities, through certain directions, through people that we might meet. It's always kind of putting us on that path, but then it's up to us on whether or not we want to open our eyes and pay attention. And I think when we're ready to open our eyes and pay attention, then all of a sudden we go, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I had this around me the whole time. Oh my gosh, I've had this. Always, I've had this gift, I've had this talent, I've had this beautiful studio, or I've had this going on, or maybe this. And we really realize that we already have quite a lot of what we need in order to go forward, and maybe it just needs some tweaking or further clarifying or, you know, something. You know, there's something maybe wrapped up in there that needs a little bit of work. So, but the North Node energy is always with us. And North Node, as you know, and you've learned through this course, it's all about purpose. It's all about, you know, when I look at astrology charts, I look for the North Node. I see where it lands. I see the astrological sign. And it's an indicator of where our path is, you know, where we're going, where we're meant to be traveling. And a lot of us, you know, interestingly enough, have already been traveling that road here and there. Maybe we've gotten off on it, you know, off that road every now and then, or maybe the road's gotten bumpy or something has happened. But, you know, it's part of us. It's part of our DNA. Yay. And, Brisha, I love that story about your husband because that's just amazing. And the other thing that's coming to me, too, is, you know, whenever we are really connected with our authentic self, once we make that connection, you know, as we've done in this program and asking ourselves these really tough, deep, deep questions and journal writing and really connecting, when we sit and go through a self-discovery process, there's a whole lot of us. It's like the diamond in the rough. I think each and every one of us have always been a diamond in the rough. And it's just a matter when you go through a self-discovery process or we go through life in general, it's clearing away that rough. It's going through that dirt, looking for that beautiful diamond that's always been there. And each and every one of us in this group, we're all a diamond. And I think many of you are no longer a diamond in the rough. I think you've been pulled out of the ground. So thank you. Any other comments?
Well,
wow. Go ahead.
Bruce, I'm just kind of tempted to jump in. Teresa, I don't really know you, but I just wanted to say that I really resonated with what you were saying when you were saying, oh, you know, when you started, you know, shouldn't I have three little letters after my name? Shouldn't I have this and that? And as Tina knows, I mean, when my last of three children was going off to college, I entered a PhD program thinking that, you know, in order for me to really push myself back into the world after really being, you know, primarily a mom for 23 years, having my PhD would, you know, would definitely be the way to go. And I didn't even make it through the first year of that program because it felt so inauthentic. It felt so academic and so far away from reality and just what it was that I felt I really knew as a person. And then, you know, launched into the creativity coaching certification, and I just knew I was home. And this last 3 years has just been an incredible process of going from, you know, wondering while I was pulling the, you know, clothes out of the dryer if I really had anything to give, to seeing, just as Tina's saying, that I've built a whole lifetime of amazing, unique gifts to give. And people are really served by me giving them. So that's just my little summary.
Now, I think, Brisha, I think you make a really good point because I cannot tell you how many moms I talk to all the time who are in that place of, I've been out of the workforce for so long.
Yeah.
Who would want me now? What am I qualified to do? And makes it all the more you know, powerful what Tina has to offer is to help women like that, you know, figure out what their options are because it's not limited to going back to school or taking some, you know, kind of retail job unless that's what you want.
Exactly. And here's the funny thing. I mean, I can tell people, I'm a fiber artist, so I've been knitting all my life. I have people pay me $50 an hour for a private knitting lesson. I have people come and pay me, you know, I made $1,000 on a Saturday with people coming to learn how to make a basket from me. And, you know, although I don't have that happening all of the time, I now have $1,050, you know, but I'm building up a practice of creativity coaching that's so steeped in what it is that I do. And sure enough, all of the four clients I had this summer who paid me for knitting lessons were all women in transition, and I coached them for that hour, you know, not only on how to knit, but they were going through divorce. Their children had gone off to school. Their jobs were changing. And at the end of each knitting lesson, you know, there was just tears and hugs, and, you know, it was like, oh, my God, the universe just gave me this opportunity to meet you, you know. So I just really believe that, you know, coming from our authentic self is just, so powerful.
Ah, well, maybe your creativity is the tool to help deliver your other gifts, which have a lot to do with with helping coaching them.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really, I love this dialogue, and I know I've shared this, I think, with this group. I know I did in the spring. You know, we've heard a lot about 2012. You know, Brisha, you may know what I'm talking about, and Teresa, I think you do too. But 2012, you know, in the spiritual circles, people have been talking about, you know, oh, is this the end of the world? Is this going to happen? There's apparently, you know, this really big shift that's going to happen in the world, and there's a lot of beliefs about what it will be. And the consensus that I feel, as well as, you know, all these calls and things that I'm involved in, is really shifting to a more authentic place. Everybody in the world will be given these opportunities, because all of us have these opportunities in our lives to really make choices from a place of authenticity or from a place of feeling like we have to. It was. I had a conversation last week with some the members of my Journaling by the Moonlight Circle, and we were talking about, you know, some of the choices we make every day, you know, personally and professionally. Are the choices, do we make those choices based on what we feel we have to do or based on what we want to do? And I think there's a real, if you think about it, I mean, that's a real different choice. And I think going forward in 2012, there's a whole, you know, pull for the world, I think, not only, you know, spiritual, but really also living from authenticity, really looking at people and honoring, you know, the individual and not making people what we think they should be, you know, running around and getting degrees or whatever because we think we need the degrees. Certainly, you know, as we all know, there are degrees that we want to get because it's leading us on the path of our purpose. But if we're getting, you know, various certifications or various this or various that because we think we have to, then that's a whole different story. So I invite, you know, both of you, as well as everybody listening to the recording, as you continue to move ahead in building and expanding your authentic business, really stop at every single choice that's in front of you and ask yourself, do I want to make this choice? Do I want to go in this direction? Do I want to make this particular decision? Or is this something I feel like I have to do? And if the have to comes up, then really stop and sit with it. Because it's more than likely not a road that you really need to take, or it's really not a choice that you really need to make. So, and I don't know, do either of you have thoughts around that, or maybe recently felt yourself in a situation where you're making choices based on what you think you have to do rather than what you want to do?
Well, I'll talk about that. I feel like I'm doing it a lot less than I was before. I certainly made a lot of decisions because I felt like I had to or it was expected of me. And after being a part of this program, I'm really taking a good look at that. And it's very uplifting to feel like you have that option.
Yeah. Brisha, what about you?
Well, a couple of things came to my mind. One of the things that came to my mind was that I had an intention to get more involved in the art community here in Santa Barbara, because in my efforts to build a more national platform, I was teaching at conferences regionally. I was involved in art groups in Los Angeles because they're a little bit more, you know, nationally known and that sort of thing. And they were feeding me. They were really great. And so I really wasn't doing a lot in my community. And so I had that intention in the back of my mind. And then I had the opportunity to teach this basket class here at Adult Education. And in some ways, it felt sort of like a step backwards to be doing that. And I kept thinking to myself, what is this all about? You know what? I mean, I like making baskets, but I'm not a basket expert. Why am I doing this? And, you know, I kind of, you know, I sat with it, but I really couldn't quite understand. And I just kept coming to the place of like, well, let's just kind of go with this and see what the blessings are here, you know. And so my comment is just that sometimes we don't understand why we make a choice and then it kind of unfolds for us. But as a result of teaching those classes all all year, really, my whole clientele for the summer came from those classes, people who fell in love with what they were doing, people who got to know me, people who recommended their friends, and it gave me an opportunity to really feel more rooted in the community, which made me feel ready to take these new steps to really open up my studio more, and I've been collaborating, and I had the Fiber Arts Guild. I'm a lifetime member, which means I've been in the Guild for 28 years, and for the first time this summer, I invited the whole Guild to my studio and did a demonstration, and everyone came out, and people I'd known for literally 25, 28 years said, "I've never been to your studio." And I realized that what a transformation had happened from this shift to being more oriented to the community. And so I just keep looking for the blessings there, you know.
Yeah, that's actually a good point, because I also think that there's a fine line between, you know, doing something that we feel we have to do versus doing something that feels very uncomfortable, but yet at the same time feels like the right direction.
Good clarity, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, because as you were speaking, Brisha, you know, one of the other programs that I have, and I'm actually revamping it right now and getting ready to relaunch it, is my gratitude journaling course. And one of the things that I really emphasize in that course is always looking for the silver lining.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm glad you said that, because I think there is a very clear distinction when we're making choices. Is this a choice that I really feel I have to do out of obligation? Or is this a choice based on, you know, this pull that I feel like I have to move in this direction, but yet, it feels like I need to go here for whatever reason, but it's uncomfortable at the same time. And it really is difficult, I think, in those circumstances to really make that distinction. And as you were talking, Brisha, I was sitting here thinking about my clients, you know, thinking about, okay, why did I say yes? I knew I didn't want to say yes to this work, but I said yes because I felt obligated, because I have kind of contracted myself through this year with these two clients, even though this wasn't a part of the contract. But what's the reason, you know, what is the reason that I said yes and stepped into this uncomfortable space this week? And as you were talking, I was thinking, well, I think for me it further clarifies what I need to say yes to and what I need to say no to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes that's the silver lining also.
I've had that exact experience this summer, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad you said that, because I think there are some very clear distinctions in some of the choices that are in front of us, and really paying attention, you know, to a lot of things. You know, what is going through our mind? What's going through our heart in that moment? What's our body feel like? You know, is this really a choice based around fear? Is this a choice based around confusion? Is this a choice based around obligation? Or is this truly something we really feel good about stepping into? And I certainly we can't always have that pause every single time a choice is in front of us. But I think if we can, you know, just get ourselves to that point of awareness, it is helpful and guiding us. And I do believe, like you, Brisha, I do believe there's always a silver lining. There's always a gift in everything that we do. It goes back to the book I've shared with many of you so many times, The Purpose of Your Life. Sometimes we do take a certain road, not quite knowing why we're going down the road, because it seems very, very bumpy. But along that road, there are a couple little nuggets mixed in with all that rubble. There's maybe an amethyst or an emerald somewhere down that road that maybe we would not discover had we not gone down that path. So it is an awareness, I think, you know, sometimes. You know, why am I being pulled to go down this particular road? Yeah. Any thoughts, Teresa? I know you've got your kids in the back seat.
No, I really can't talk because they're talking now. But
I know. That's okay.
Intently.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And I just want to take a minute. Let me just check in. I don't think anybody else joined us. Anybody check in? All right. So it's Brisha and Teresa. And let me just say, too, you know, for the everybody listening on the call, you know, Barbara and Stacy and, you know, Deirdre, Dorit, I know everybody in this group this summer, all of you have really made some really huge steps, and wherever you're going with your business, I mean, many of you have. And for some of you, when you came into the program, a lot of you were getting more and more clear about who it was you wanted to work with. I know Barbara had shared with us a few weeks ago that one of the awarenesses that she had was that she was already working, with clients that she wanted to be working with. And we had a conversation about spirituality. And Barbara had realized, in that conversation, how much spirituality was such a part of the work she was doing. And it wasn't really her intention to set out, bringing spirituality. It just kind of evolved in the work that she was offering. And the clients that seemed to be very naturally drawn to her were very spiritual people. And it was an awareness of how comfortable she felt in that realm and how much she enjoyed that particular aspect of her business. So I think in going through a program like this, it does go back to, what are those awarenesses? What are those ahas and those insights that we're getting along this path, along this process? It's like, going into a closet and cleaning out your closet, spring cleaning, and you're kind of tossing out what doesn't work anymore, keeping what does work, and even taking out some of the things that don't work, maybe looking at them again and looking at it from a different angle to see maybe how you can make it work in a different way. And I know as creative people, everybody in this group is very creative, we tend to do that. We tend to kind of walk around things and go, I don't really like it from this side because it's not working for me. But if I go over here and I add this or I change this, then all of a sudden it's working for me. So there's a lot of things like that sometimes pop up in a self-discovery process. So let me, before we wrap up, I want to just ask, everybody about, were you able to, and Teresa, I know, unless you can come off mute, I know that your situation, but if you think about your business purpose, going forward, and you think about your next steps, and as you've worked through the 10 weeks and looking at where you are right now, I'd love for you to just share and maybe even put out an intention in this group kind of going forward. What are your next steps with where you're going from here? And, Brisha, let's start with you.
Okay. Well, during the course of the 10 weeks, there has been this ongoing thread, actually for during the last 5 years, about this creativity coaching book, creativity book I've written for knitters. And I think somewhere along the line I committed to contacting Greg Sharp for self-publishing. I mentioned maybe I'd have a private conversation with you. And over again, just the details of all these other things I have going on keep sort of overwhelming me, and I keep pushing that to the back and pushing it to the back. And, I write about it, I think about it, but I think that I've spiraled around and around and around and around, and, I keep re-intending to just visit that and go, what is this all about, and where, why isn't this manifested, and if there's perfect timing, where do I need to be so that perfect timing will manifest this book and the people who can be served by it can be served by it in the perfect time. So that's my intention. I think my intention is to just continue on that journey and pull it out, see where I'm at. And I think what happened is I got so distracted and kind of lost my passion for it. I mean, I kind of just lost touch with it. And so my intention is just to rekindle that and circle back around and look at it and just see, yes, is this really something I want to put out into the universe, and then just get bold about it, or say, okay, well, after 5 years, maybe it isn't, maybe I've just moved past it. So that's my intention.
Yeah, thank you, again, for being so honest about that. And what was coming to me, Brisha, that, I wanted to share, because I'm thinking about my own book process. My book, actually, even though the intention was to make it a book like 3 or 4 years ago, it never really got going because I was so overwhelmed by the thought of sitting down and putting a book together. So what happened very organically is it evolved into a coaching program.
Uh-huh.
It turned into a coaching program first, And once I started sitting down and putting together my little modules and my little lessons for the week for everybody and really going through the experience of using some of the material, some of the thoughts I had for the book, really in a coaching group format, then the book started coming together. So what I'm thinking right now, just something for you to ponder, is maybe the time isn't right yet for the book to come to fruition, but maybe the material is meant to be presented in a different way so that you can kind of play around with it and maybe gain a little bit more that the book might need. For example, when I was putting my book together, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, it was really all about me and my story. And by my resistance to really sitting down and getting that book written and published and yada yada, I kind of threw all those thoughts into the group setting, and what happened for me is I actually started getting other people's stories, and I was able to weave in their stories so that it wasn't just all about me, and the story, in my opinion, the process, really is a lot stronger because I was able to take other stories from other moms that were facing very similar circumstances, and it made the program, it made the book a little more powerful, I think, than had it just been, you know, running on my story. Because I think had I done it just on my story, it would have been a memoir. But I don't think it was meant to be a memoir. I think it was all about a process that I wanted to put out into the world via book form, but it needed a little bit more, you know, ingredients, really, before I could do it. So if you can imagine like a big stew sitting on your stove, I think right now you've got a lot of the ingredients, but maybe there's just a few more ingredients that you need. So that might be the cause of the overwhelm or just feeling like you're not quite ready yet because maybe you're just missing a few ingredients.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that, and I was just like nodding my head like a little crazy person here when you started talking. Like, the big smile on my face is that I'm starting up a 5-week Creative Spiral workshop, and a lot of the material is from my book. So over the last, 3 years, I've developed it, and I've done these Creative Spiral workshops, and it's all intricately, it's all the stuff from what I wrote in the book, but, with a different twist. And so I totally agree, and I think you're right. I think part of it is that, I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about, the readers and the people who I've helped so far. So I had in the back of my mind that, I just really need to pull in other people's stories. And then there you were saying it out loud. It was just so great. Yeah.
I love it. Synchronicity. Yeah. I love it. So I'm just going to give you permission here at the end of our course, Brisha, just to be okay. You know, just be okay with not having to put the intention out there that you're going to, contact somebody, about the book. Just kind of, put it on the back burner. I think it's okay to have it on the back burner. Because I'm just feeling that there's just a few more ingredients that you need for the stew before you pull it from the back burner. So I'm just going to say to you that right now I'm feeling that what's happening with putting it on the back burner is exactly where it needs to be right now.
Great.
Yeah, thank you. And Teresa, are you able to check in for a second?
Let's go ahead and try this. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. And we're moms. We understand, so don't worry about it.
I guess, my next step is to just take, put one foot in front of the other and continue on this path because I feel like I get all of these great ideas and they swirl around in my brain and I never really act on them or I start them but I don't finish them. So I am going to, finish my pilot program and then roll out my, full coaching program and give it my best effort. In early 2011, I'm going to take that material and hopefully be able to put it into some sort of book. And just like Brisha, I want it to be a collection of, stories like in Tina's book too. So having that experience before I published the book will really help, I think, in gathering the material. So that's my plan. It's a lot. I've got a lot outlined and going to try and use the tools that we've learned to keep moving forward.
Mm. Yeah, and I love that. And Teresa, if it's okay, because I know you've got the kids and everything, I just want to say kind of on your behalf that, you know, something you and I have been talking a lot about and that I feel very, very strongly about for you is I think this pilot program is really going to help give you a lot more clarity. It's going to help tighten up kind of where you think, you know, with the vision. I think it's going to give you some real life experiences working with some of the material that you've put together. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to, as you put it out there in real life scenario and have women experiencing it and going through it, you're going to see where you might want to pull some stuff back, maybe where you want to expand in certain areas. So it goes back to creating that artwork. It goes back to sitting down, you know, thinking of a painting that you want to paint, and you start painting because you think you know where you're going. And then all of a sudden, you know, your 8-year-old runs by really fast and knocks the paint, you know, the orange paint all over the canvas, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh. And then you stop there for a minute, and you think, maybe it's supposed to be there. Maybe that was supposed to happen. And then you kind of rework your plan to work the orange in somehow. So I think for everybody in this group, one of the beautiful things about this process has been, you know, don't get attached to the outcome. You know, it's okay, I think, to go forward with an understanding of maybe where you want to go, but be very, very open to changes. Be very open to things happening. You know, we talked about earlier kind of seeing the gift in some of the challenges or seeing the gifts in overwhelm or frustration or resistance. There's something there. There's an amethyst. There's an emerald. There's a sapphire. There's something there that wants to be discovered. And I just want to give everybody in this group permission as you move forward with your businesses to just always be open to things changing and being okay with what might feel like resistance or what might feel like a mistake. Just kind of be okay with it because I really do believe it's supposed to be there and it has a place. So with that being said, any final comments or questions as we wrap up this fabulous time together we've had this summer?
Just gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And again, I want to thank everybody in the group. And I'm sorry, you know, that we missed quite a lot of people this week. I know people are on vacations and at conferences and other things. So I just want to thank everybody, you know, for really just stepping into living life authentically and living life, you know, through your passionate work. And let's just keep moving forward. And I am going to keep the forum open through next week. Actually, I probably won't close the forum until right around Labor Day. So you are welcome to continue to stay and check in the forum. Any last thoughts, any ahas, any questions, anything you need wrapping up, the forum will be available to you, let's just say the day after Labor Day. So just, you know, keep hopping in there and sharing with us where you are. And I thank you both for checking in today. I really appreciate it. And, gosh, I'm just noticing right now how great my body feels. It was very, very different from earlier today when I was working with my PR media clients. So I just want to thank you, both of you and everybody in this group for being my audience, the audience that I love working with, and thank you for allowing me to do the work that I feel so blessed to do. I really appreciate it. So thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye.
Thank you, Tina, very much.
Have a good summer. Bye.
Enjoy your vacation. Bye-bye.
Bye.